My next guest is on the line. He is Francil September, the assistant coach for the Springbok Rugby Women's Team. Francil, thanks for chatting to me this afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone in studio, and good afternoon to all the listeners out there. Happy to be with you this evening, or late afternoon.
Late afternoon, there we go. So I've got a massive smile on my face because I'm thinking this is a conversation I never thought I'd be having. Firstly, congratulations to making it to the quarterfinals. That's quite an achievement. Yes. And you've got a big clash ahead of you on Saturday, the 13th of September, against New Zealand.
Yes.
How are you preparing your team?
Oh, it's been an awesome week up until now. Look, after Sunday, we weren't happy with the result. We actually wanted to win that match as well. But the result didn't go away. But we said to ourselves, look, the pool stages is done now. We need to look forward to New Zealand. And New Zealand brings a different talent. So the mood in the camp is good. Everyone's happy. Everyone knows what's expected of us as a team. So we can't wait to go out there and represent our country and make you all proud.
Before I even go any further with my questions, a listener has got hold of me and said, the Lady Boks are absolutely fantastic and some have interesting stories. Now, I don't want to push you to go anywhere where you're not comfortable, and I'm not going to read out what he tells me offline are some of these interesting stories. But what he does tell me is that they have overcome adversity, and they are winners and have succeeded. He then goes on to say, you won't like this, Sunday wasn't a great game, but the first two were fantastic. I don't know if you're comfortable to go there, but is this a team of people who have overcome adversity?
Yes, definitely. We needed to overcome a lot. I think the sacrifices the ladies needed to make during the year, we've got some of our ladies that needed to quit their day jobs, actually, to get themselves conditioned, get themselves ready and good to go as a professional to perform at the World Cup. So we did need to overcome a lot. Yes, we aren't happy with Sunday. Look, we always wanted to do good. But however, we need to move on to the next one now.
Tell me the role of an assistant coach. What is your particular role in shaping the team's performance?
Okay, I'm responsible for the forwards, so I do lineouts. So I work with the physicality, the forwards up front. That's my role, and then I need to assist wherever I can with the head coach, wherever the other coaches need me on attack or defense. So that's my role, yes.
So it's kind of unusual for those of us stuck in stereotypes and haven't moved with the times. Apparently, women's rugby in South Africa has really grown rapidly. Yes. So I suppose the question to you is, what progress are you seeing behind the scenes and what still needs to happen to continue this trajectory?
I think, first of all, our grassroots rugby has developed a lot. Look, the under-16s, the under-18s, the under-20 competition. And some of those ladies has made it through from the last 3-4 years is that has been part of our under-20 team is now part of our national team. So there's a pathway. I think that's a great thing. I think everyone asked the question what still needs to happen. We've got the backing from SA Rugby now. It's amazing how they back us, how they support us, how they're always there for us. The more rugby you play, the better you will get because that gives you more exposure, more experiences on a rugby field. You can't just train and talk about it. So the more rugby we play, and up until now, I must say, it's already over 50% that we're playing more rugby.
I just accept that I'm coming from great ignorance here. Is women's rugby played in schools?
Some years. It's been played at schools. I think not in every schools or all the schools up until now yet, but the growth of the women, like I said, there's under 16 rugby, yes, there's under 18 rugby, provincial rugby actually. So it means that and some of our teams, our provinces got YTC coaches as well. So they're all busy. They're all trying to get the game out there to some young girls, yes.
And then how do you, as the coach, keep the team members motivated and united, especially in times like now where there's hectic pressure on them, thought of a major tournament around the corner?
I think for us to pitch up every day, give it your all, meaning by give it your all, being honest, being open, being through. These players that we have in camp now, or these players at the World Cup, they're so positive, they're so coachable. So they almost, you have to just buy into everything, because why, the way that the players respond to certain things, yeah. So I think the best thing for us now is keep on coming with something, keep on bringing our A game as a coach as well, yes.
And tell me, just in terms of challenges that you face, I've got no idea how you financed or how all that aspect works. What are the challenges that you face?
Sorry, I'm a student now.
I was talking about the challenges that you're facing. I said I didn't know how you financed and how that whole aspect of the team works, but just in general, the challenges that you face on a daily basis, what are they?
I think for us at this moment in time, because why, the rugby that has been played up until now, there wasn't enough rugby, so we needed to get the ladies through camps and all those things, and it's time away from home, and we needed to prep well and do well. Mm-hmm. But eventually, before the World Cup, we said to ourselves, listen here, let's map up, let's find a way, let's periodize how we're going to do this. But up until now, everything has gone great so far. There has been challenges on the way, but we're dealing with those challenges because it's everyone wants to play. So the exciting part almost takes out all those challenges. Yes.
Oh, that's good to hear. And then kind of related question, what kind of message do you hope that the Springbok women will be sending to young South Africans watching, I suppose, especially young girls?
Oh, I can trust me when I say these players all around, every time when they talk, every time when they are around, they just want to inspire, they just want to do good. We've realized as well that actually for us as a country, sometimes winning means everything. But however, we want to send out a message that it's not just about winning, it's how you pitch up, how you represent, how you perform and how you conduct yourself here. So we just want to keep on sending out that message that we're here to represent, we're here to do good, and to all each and every young South African out there.
And then just in terms of your focus for these final days leading to Saturday's match?
Look, we had a travel day on Monday, because you can only travel on Mondays at the World Cup. And we had two heavy days behind our back now. We just ended off now a review session, on-field sessions. Now it's all about recovery, keeping everyone positive, keeping everyone happy, which is not a lot to deal with at this moment in time, because everyone knows the challenge that's ahead and everyone knows why we're here. So for me, just to keep everything calm, make sure that everyone knows the detail and what's expected on Saturday to present well.
You know what? I think that's a great place to leave it this afternoon. Coach Fransel, assistant yes. coach of the Springbok Rugby women's team, good luck for Saturday. And thanks for chatting to me this afternoon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you, Kupole.